While diplomats from Turkey and Egypt meet to try to find ways to stop the violence between Hamas terrorists in Gaza and Israel, the shelling and Israel's response to it continue. Commentator Cal Thomas now says it reminds him of a movie. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. The movie is Groundhog Day because this scenario keeps repeating itself. Rockets from Gaza bring an Israeli response after it tolerates what no other nation would tolerate for days on end. When Israel retaliates, world leaders start paying attention. Both sides should restrain themselves, they say, as if aggressor and victim are morally equivalent. The unilateral ceding of Gaza guaranteed what is now taking place. Hamas moved in and immediately started plotting and executing attacks on Israel. The Jewish state has gone more than the extra mile trying to live in peace with its neighbors. It gives up land seized for security after being attacked. It releases hundreds of terrorist prisoners. It signs agreements that prove to be one-way streets. Israel's existence is the problem for Hamas and others. Striking back will take out the current missile sites deliberately placed among civilians for maximum propaganda effect. But the process will repeat, as in Groundhog Day. Mike and Bruce,